Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Ground Zero, celebrating Loving the Movement, hosted by Anaya Betts and Reginald Clements. We celebrate by recognizing the small steps, leaps, and bounds of individuals and activist groups who have led us further away from slavery and closer to full freedom.
This call is from a correctional facility and may be monitored and recorded.
From mass incarceration through efforts for justice reform and in society at large. Today, we would like to discuss the dichotomy of black men in leadership positions from a woman's perspective. Why are black men respected in leadership positions or as leaders? And this is something that I would like to go over with Anaya and see what her views are and how she feels about it. And when it comes to being a black man in a leadership position, because I've had leadership positions as facilitator and as chief of security at one point, when it came to our organization keeping things in order and helping, and it wasn't really an enforcer or anything like that. It was dealing more with the decorum and the respect and the conduct and different things that need to be maintained when it comes to the order. When I had those leadership positions, one of the things that I had to do is I had to constantly deflect a barrage of challenges to my authority. I had to constantly deflect, and I know that's not uncommon for any leader, but to have to perpetually establish and reestablish that you are qualified for your position, and have to take an aggressive posture instead of a knowing and qualified posture, a dignified posture, a noble posture. Taking a noble position and being respectful and asking for respect in return should be enough. That's all that most people require of other leaders when leadership positions. But whenever a black man is in a leadership position, it really, really feels like there's a lingering question mark, and it's hard to feel confident that people will follow. And it's being the man of a household, which is a black man's first duty, is to grow into a man and become a man and be able to provide and protect his household and everything in it. And that includes his woman. And one of the things that I found hard is where black women are fiercely independent and fierce independence. And it's hard to protect somebody who don't take your word to heart. It's hard to protect somebody that's not going to follow your instructions. If you say go left and they go right, there's no way that I can protect the front door if it's being opened when I'm not there. There's a lot of things that are traditional in that sense, and I'm by no means, I'm not a control freak, no level. I know security from being in prison. I know security from studying security, being trained in security. I know security and what it takes in order to protect people from themselves and others. My one thing I know for sure is you can't protect somebody that's not going to listen to you, what you're saying, because they're going to step outside the fold of the flock and they're not going to follow your leadership. So, as a black man, I have to accept the fact that there's a strong chance my woman is dumb. If it was, it's just something that as a black man I have to accept that a black woman is not, more likely is not going, there's a strong chance she's not going to listen to me and respect my mantle of leadership and respect my position as man of the household. And that's right there is very diminishing. And it is something that makes it hard to stand up and be accounted for as a leader in the community when you're not a leader at home. I haven't had the chance to be the man of the household. I've been in prison for the past 31 years since I was 19 years old. I haven't had a place of my own yet. I'm a strong man. I'm an intelligent man. I can work to generate resources. I'm strong enough to protect mine and willing to sacrifice and willing to eat beans and rice so that the children and my woman can eat steak. And one of the marks of a man to me is someone who leaves things better than he found them, who is honest and forthright, who doesn't have to hide anything that he's engaged in or has done, because a man makes his own determinations about what he will and will not do and what he will and will not participate in. So there's no reason for me to hide anything, because there's nothing for me to engage in that I would be ashamed of. I shouldn't engage in anything that I'd be ashamed of. And like I said, I have to protect and provide as a man. That's what I have to do for the household. And I asked somebody, what does it take for black women to...
This call is from a correctional facility and may be monitored and recorded.
Black men as leaders. When the black man is qualified to be a leader. And their answer was, it was a good, honest answer. Their answer was, they don't know. It's hard to answer that question. I don't understand why. I said, and then they said it should be a hard question to answer, but it is. So that's what it is that I would like to discuss. I would like people to discuss and talk about. And I'm saying there are men. I'm not saying a black male is a black man. And also, it requires that the female be a woman in her own right in order to recognize a black man when she meets a man. A girl is not going to recognize a man. And they got a lot of boys that claim to be men. But it takes more than your fists and the flesh between your legs to make you a man. Just because you can put a baby off in a woman, that doesn't make you a man. Just because you're capable of carrying and having a child, that doesn't make you a woman. It's the qualities of an individual's character that makes them a man or a woman. You have to be an adult to be a man or a woman. And I'm talking about an adult in your conduct, an adult in your attitude, an adult in your responsibility and willingness to serve and sacrifice. And it's not something that well, I'm saying that's something that's a question that lingers in my mind. But one thing I will do, I will always do my best to be of service. I'm gonna always do my best to provide for my woman. I'm always do my best to make sure my woman is happy, whether she respects me or not. I would prefer that my woman respected me. It would be, I'm saying, it'd feel real good to have to end up falling in love with a woman that respects me and honors my mantle of manhood and makes me feel like a man. And yeah, I can feel like a man on my own. That ain't no problem. But it's not, it needs that positive reinforcement. Everybody need positive reinforcement and encouragement. And my willingness to sacrifice goes all the way to me being willing to give my life and to be encouraged to stand up in the face of danger. Not to be asked to capitulate or bow down and eat it all the time, because that's one of the things that Willie Lynch's letter talks about, is how the black man is to be groomed. The black male is to be groomed to be mentally weak and physically strong. In other words, to be mentally intelligent but submissive. And one of the things I look at, because one of the things I've come to realize, is that the difference between an individual who is a slave and an individual who is free. A slave asks for permission. The individual that is free do what is necessary because it needs to be done. And an analogy that I like to use is that a slave will sit on the side of the road in the rain with all the tools and supplies to build a house and wait for somebody to come by and give them permission to build a house on their own property. If don't nobody give them permission, they just stay outside, sit in the rain, and won't even start building the house. Even though they have the skills and everything necessary to build their own house. A free person, they're going to buy the land and start building that house, whether anybody gives them permission or not. And dare you to stop them and tell you to get up off their property. If you try to go on their property and tell them to stop building the house, ain't none of your business what I do with my property. You should have bought it before I bought it if you wanted to run it, but you ain't running this. So that's the difference in attitude between a free person and a slave. And a lot of black men or black males are groomed, culturally groomed. It's visually groomed by commercials, visually groomed by television and programming to program our minds not to stand up and be accounted for as leaders, to ask for permission and not do things outside the box and capitulate, find a way to work for a living for someone else's benefit and try to beg and barter for your fair share of your own work. And that's not how it's supposed to be. To have mastery over one as if one is a god, and to bring one's soul into submission. No. That's not how it's supposed to be. To where there's a lot of inequality and imbalance. And this is what it is that a lot of black men have to deal with outside the home. Is we
you have 1 minute left.
We have to do a lot of bowing down and a lot of capitulating. That we otherwise shouldn't have to. Tonight?
Yes, I'm here. Yes.
Yeah, I thought you was gonna be talking a little bit more this time.
I mean, I was waiting on you.
Go ahead.
I don't know where to start. So the I guess this topic was supposed to be about the dichotomy of a woman respecting black men and leadership.
Thank you for using Securus. Goodbye.
And from the focal point or the standpoint of a woman is I believe that, or I feel as though the reason women have been able to succeed in the social construct, the reason why women are able to succeed in the construct is just their ability to assimilate. Black men have not been able to fully, successfully assimilate into this society of white supremacy, into this society of what is being deemed leadership. And the reason is honestly because of what this society has programmed us, I believe, to understand what leadership is. Okay, and this is coming from a Eurocentric cultural thought and behavior, the idea of having an alpha and the beta, or an alpha and the omega, or the upper and then the lower essence of what society is supposed to be. So if you just understand that if my leadership is dictated upon the fact that people must be adhering or I must seek validation from others, and that somehow that codependency is what I need to be validated as a leader, that is nothing going to do is twist and confuse my morals and my character into this chaotic transgression of trying to find validation for what I am doing. When in reality, as a woman, right, as a woman, I don't need to be told to take care of my baby. I don't need to have people to support me to take care of my baby, to take care of my baby, right? But for some reason, when a black man is told, oh, you got a baby on the way, the first thing they question is something like, was the baby mine? Or is the, you know what I'm saying? So the perspective or prerogative that black men have on leadership or on how they should lead has always been dictated behind a basis that does not validate them in society, because nobody wants to follow the black man when the black man can't follow or lead himself to do the right thing. So that's where I come to the definition of how I feel what a leader is. A leader is first someone with pure intention. It could be pure good or it could be pure evil. But the intention is pure in a sense that with every decision that they make with that same intention, it leads them to the same lesson, which is a learning lesson for them to continue what they are doing. And then the next single leader is someone who leads by example. They don't just tell people of what they do, but they have the display. They have it on display of what should be done. And most men have not been truly successful in their path towards leading by example. And they have not been able to be this successful, from my perspective, from a woman's perspective, is because it starts at when a man is a child. When a man is a child, he is not crowned to be a king. He is not crowned on his throne of how he is and who he is truly. He is actually dethroned. He is actually subverted. He is actually pushed to the side as a child. He is told his emotions don't matter. He is told to suck it up. He is told that he does not need to seek refuge or comfort from anybody but himself. And that's just not true. Women are crowned when they are born. Women are validated as queens and as leaders and as thinkers and movers when they are born, especially black women. That's one thing that we have been able to take advantage of. And when we face adversity, we are comforted by the example of our mothers who have strived and persevered through so much that they will be able to push through also. Whereas a man, right, a man normally does not know the backstory of his father. A man does not normally know. All they see is the face in front that of which his father puts on. And that is not the true defining moment for that child to be able to step into the example of his father. He only sees the facade that is being put on. So that brings me to the last thing is a leader is someone who can prove he can at least just lead himself. When I can prove that no matter where I've been through, no matter what I have done, no matter what adversity has come to me, I have proven that I have can lead myself out of danger. I can prove to have find the cleanest water, find the freshest and the sweetest fruit. When I can prove that I can do these things, it does not matter who is watching or following me, because I know that I am good, and I know that my children and my children's children will be good. And people want that. And the society that has created enslaved people who cannot make those same accuracies and dependencies as a leader can, those people will come and they will innately follow you. They will innately try to be like you. But that is only in this corrupt society. In an ideal society, everyone has the qualities and the ability to be a leader. And they do so as fit for each prophecy, for each forbearing of what is to come. And these things are known around this ideal time. These things are accompanied by the sanctions of who our true leaders are the people who have access to divine realms and divine information that we as descended people must learn to get back and must learn to be how to be once again who we are. And as a woman, right, I acknowledge that I am a little bit more just from out of the womb, right? Just from out of the womb, I get to have this feminine perspective on leadership, right? But that still is almost no excuse, because as a woman, I'm looking for a man. I'm not looking for a man to lead me. I'm looking for a man to balance me, to take the idea that I have. And as it is good with just me, but once it becomes an idea that a man sees also and can formulate and grasp into his masculine way and his feminine way, and we put those two ideas together, that's when the idea becomes great. I acknowledge this, but do the man acknowledge that he is not whole without his woman? Does he also acknowledge that he is the counterbeam to my ability to be able to say, oh, yes, I am divinely beautiful, and I am great, and I am this. But does he know that also I rely on the fact that his ability to say, I am also king, I am also great, is the exact same thing that I need. So I don't need him validating my beauty, but I need him to validate his own beauty, and that's what makes us great together. You get what I'm saying? So the concept of leadership in a Eurocentric Euro cultural thought and behavior is an understanding that others must see you as great before you can be validated as great. That is to say that I am nothing without the installment of someone else. That's not you telling yourself you're great, so therefore you're never going to be great for a true black woman, because the black woman needs you to see that you are already great. That's why we can't follow you. Do you understand? That's why we can't, because we see this automatically, because a man will then see a black woman and think of her as a threat because he cannot see himself as just as good. He will see himself as less than. He will always put himself down, and he will always look for women that are below his ability that he cannot see himself. He will never see that black awesome queen as his.
This call is from a correctional facility and may be monitored and recorded.
As his perfect divine, he will never see her as that. And that's why those women seem to always be single. It is not because they are too independent. It is not because they are too powerful, they are too outspoken, or they are. It is because that black man does not validate himself. And that is because of the Eurocentric lie that says you must have a follower to be a leader. We are all kings. We are all kings. We are all queens. We are all have that divinity to that, and that is given to you at birth. But the problem is it's taken from the black man and the black woman has been separated. So they automatically separated the dichotomy of those two and their relationship from birth by just doing that simple thing of saying, no, black man, you must hide your feelings. No, black man, you cannot speak. No, black man, you must be stronger than anyone. Nobody can beat you. And that's just my perspective.
That's a beautiful and potent perspective. There's a whole lot in that to unwrap. And for individuals to discuss, go to the website AA Trust Fund and blog about this discussion and other past discussions. American Trust Fund. That was a beautiful perspective. Now, I apologize earlier when I was talking. I was just talking until you decided to go ahead and jump in. And I want definitely to hear exactly what it is you wanted to say and get the black woman's perspective. So I apologize for being a little longer-winded than I intended. We thank you. Love y'all. We ask y'all to pray for us as we pray for you so we can elevate our humanity to a point of actual equality where black men and black women can run the household together, run our communities together so that we can have a better and more fervent and fruitful world where all races of nations together in peace. Is there anything you want to add tonight?
Nope. We got 5 seconds. Peace out, y'all. This is Ground Zero with Anaya Betts and Reggie Clemens.
Peace.